सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेव सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो आफ्टर मैरिज ऑफ देवहूति विथ कर्दम सी सर्प कर्दम मुनि विथ ग्रेट डिवोशन एंड मोस्ट एक्सलेंट लविंग सर्विस Her service was most excellent. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, Kardam says, I am astonished. How come you have not taken care of your own body? And you continue to serve me. And because of that, Kardam says, I have achieved blessing of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of tap and devotional service and meditation. Kardam attained many siddhis thereafter by the blessing of Lord. That is what he is acknowledging, that I have got it. Although you have not experienced these achievements, I have got the siddhis, but you have not achieved. And what is those siddhis? Those siddhis are Abhay and Ashoka. Abhay, fearless state. Ashoka, no more sorrows. These two things he has got it. Now he says, I shall offer them all to you because you are serving me. Now just look at them and I am giving transcendental to see how nice they are. And he gave Divya Drishti to her. You also experience Abhay and Ashok state. Then he said a very good thing. What is the use of enjoyment of other than the Lord's grace? You see, the top priority should be that we should try to get the Lord's grace. Kardam had the vision of Lord before marriage with the devotee. After marriage, he continued his sadhana also, and he obtained the grace of the Lord. And he says, all material achievements are subject to be annihilated simply by a movement of the eyebrow of Sri Vishnu. All anatma vastu can be destroyed with a little movement of the eyebrow of Sri Vishnu. So what is the use of that? The best thing is to get the Lord's grace. So by your principle of devotion to your husband, you have achieved and can enjoy transcendental gift, very rarely obtained by person proud of aristocracy. Those who are materialistic, they will not get this. Grace of the Lord, people will not get, unless they are devotee of Lord. Now Devuti felt relieved to discover that her husband Kardam was the master of yogic powers. He has got lot of yogic powers. He is master. Her face brightening, all forms of worship, adapting all forms of worship, and her face brightening with a smile and bashful glances. Then Devuti said, you have achieved perfection and you are master of all mystic powers because you are under the protection of Yogmaya. But you once made a promise that we will have children. You will have children. Mark this. Before getting children, both husband and wife, they have got the grace of the Lord. Kardam before marriage got the vision of the Lord. After marriage, he continued his sadhana. He got the blessings of the Lord. Now he is sharing with his wife and giving her both Abhay and Ashok. Okay. Then after that he says, Devuti is now requesting that you should make necessary arrangement according to the Shastra. Before getting the children, he is saying, requesting Kardam, that you have to make arrangements so that I get sattvic mind, you know. I should get sattvic mind before we go into a family way, before we get children. So you make arrangement for that. Then what happened? The magical aerial mansion from verse number 12 to 21, we have seen couple of them. And in order to please his wife, Kardam, by his yogic power, immediately brought into existence an aerial mansion which could travel into any region. Any region. Vimanam kamagam. An aeroplane which will go according to your kamana. You just have to think, I want to go to Delhi. Oh, it will take you to Delhi. Kamagam viman. Then he said, how was that description of that aeroplane? It was a wonderful structure, bedecked with all sorts of jewels, adorned with the pillars of precious stones, and capable of wielding whatever one desired. Whatever you desire, that Biman will give you. Whatever you desire. Wow. And it was equipped with every form of furniture and wealth. And the beauty of that furniture and wealth is which tended to increase in time. See, beauty. Whatever furniture or the house we have got, it depreciates in time. Is it not so? It depreciates, goes down. But here, this is Divya. It is not made of material five elements. Therefore, it tends to increase in time. The mansion was fully equipped with all necessary equipments of unique nature. They were all Divya. Whatever the appliances were there, they were all Divya. Divya appliances. And you will find they will be telling us what were the appliances and all that is going to come. It was comfortable to stay in during all season. In all season it was comfortable. Not only seasons, they will be traveling into eight directions. Not only that, they will attain a height in the space which nobody can imagine. Our aeroplane can go 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 feet, that's all. This Biman, this aeroplane will be reaching a height which is nearly half of distance between Earth and Sun. Imagine the range of this aeroplane. We'll see that. Now verse number 15. So we are in canto number 3, chapter number 23, and verse 15.
Sragvir vichitra malya bhihi manju sinchata sadangri bhihi dukulakshoma kaushayaihi nana vastrair virajitam.
Srigbhi means the garland, garlands. How that was decorated, Srigbhi the garland. Vichitra malyabhi, charming flowers. And that mala, that garland was made of charming flowers. Then manju means the flowers were fragrant and sweet. Sinchit means humming. Who were humming? Saranga grivi, bees. Bees were all humming around that, all those sweet, fragrant flowers, humming bees. What else? Dukul means a fine cloth. Chom means linen. Then kosai means silk cloth. Nana vastrai, various tapestries. Nana vastrai, virajitam, embellished. It was decorated with different type of colorful cloth. So on all sides there were garlands of sweet smelling flowers with humming bees sucking honey in them. There was abundance of fabrics made of linen and silk, etc., hanging as curtain and draperies therein. Next.
उपरि उपरि विन्यस्त निलयेषु पृथक् पृथक् क्षिप्ते काशीभुवि कान्तं पर्यङ्क्य व्यजनासनैः
उपरि उपरि वन आफ्टर अनदर नाउ सी हाउ मेनी स्टोरीज इट हैड उपरि उपरि लाइक इन द क्रूज शिप यू हैव सीन ना मल्टी स्टोरी उपरि उपरि वन आफ्टर अनदर देयर इज अ स्टोरीज उपरि उपरि विन्यस्त प्लेस्ड निलेषु निलेषु मीन्स स्टोरीज सो मेनी स्टोरीज एंड पृथक पृथक सेपरेटली आवर विमान हैज गॉट ओनली टू स्टोरीज मैक्सिमम But this was having many stories, prithak prithak, chiptai arranged. How? Kasipu bhi, kasipu in the beds. Beds were also at that time, you know. Kantam, charming. Paryanka, paryanka mane couch, sofa set. So don't think sofa set has come now. It was there at that time also. Not one, that, vyajanan, fans. Fans were also there. We are talking about in Satyug, Manu was the first emperor and he has got a Biman. His son-in-law, Kardam, has got a Biman. I'm that era. Fan, Asanai and different type of seats. Different type of seats were there. So the palace looked like charming with the beds, couches, fans and seats. All separately arranged in many stories, one above another. One above another. Upari, upari. Okay, it means it has got many, many rooms fully furnished. Fully furnished. And how it all happened? Instantly. He just desired it because of the yogic power, everything was ready. Now think of this is how this has happened. Remember, because of the spiritual knowledge. And with the secular nature, what we do? We buy house and then we take 10 years to furnish it. People say, abhi hamara basement nahi banaya. No, we have not furnished. See? Instantly everything was done there.
तत्र तत्र विनिक्षिप्त नाना शिल्पोपशोभितं महामरकतस्थल्यां जूष्टं विद्रुमवेदिभिः
तत्र तत्र हियर एंड देयर नाउ टॉकिंग अबाउट द डेकोरेशन इनसाइड द रूम हियर एंड देयर व्हाट विनिक्षिप्त विनिक्षिप्त प्लेस्ड प्लेस्ड व्हाट इज प्लेस्ड नाना शिल्प वेरियस आर्टवर्क Various artwork was also placed on the walls. Upasobitam, upasobitam, beautiful artwork. Mahamarkat, mahamarkat, great emerald. Great emerald. Where? Sthalyam, floor. Floor made of emerald. Justam, furnished. Bidrum, bidrum means coral. Bedibi, bedibi means a raised platform. So raised platforms were made of coral. Okay, so there were numerous artistic paintings and sculptures, as well as the floors paved with the emeralds and benches made of coral. We have not seen any such thing in the world. In some place, some people saw their houses with the taps and all that made of gold, that's all. But nobody can show that they have got the emerald or coral benches. Some more details are going to come, you see. More details are coming. What about the other things? 18.
Dvasu vidruma dehalya bhatam vajra kapatavata shikareshu indranileshu hemakumbhairadishritam.
Dvasu means entrance. In the entrance, Vidrum Dehalya. You must have heard in Hindi Dehli threshold. Dehli we say na demarcation between two rooms. We used to have a threshold. Nowadays that is gone. Because the wheelchair has come in. So people don't want any threshold. No Dehli. So how that threshold made Vidrum made of coral? So thresholds were made of corals. And how were their bhatam? Beautiful. Beautiful. And vajra kapatvat, and the kapat means door. And these doors were made of vajra diamond. Diamond. Doors were made of diamonds. In the whole life, how many diamonds we can buy with our secular knowledge? Not much. But the spiritual knowledge, see the wealth they have. Vajra kapatvat and sikharesu. Sikharesu and the top. Top of their palace. Sikharesu. Indra nilesu. Sapphire. Indra nilesu. Hema kumbhai. Gold pinnacle. So there is sapphire and on the top of that gold. Gold. Hema kumbhai. Adhishritam. Adhishritam is a crown. Crown. Hemakumbhai adhisritam. So the doorway had coral threshold and panels studded with the diamond, and the tower of Indranil sapphire were kept with the golden domes. Okay, next.
Chakshusmat padmaraga agrayaihi vajra bhitti sunirmitaihi justam vichitra vaitanaihi mahahair himatoranaihi.
Then Bhittisu, Bhittisu is ball. So about the door, it was said. About the floor was said. About the threshold, it was also said. Now, what about the walls? Walls of the room. Bhittisu nirmatai, they were built of what? Vajra, made of diamond. Walls were made of diamonds. Achha. Then, in that, what was done? Chachusma, chachusmata, padmaraga. Agrahi. Agrahi means the choicest. Padmarag means the rubies. Rubies were placed and it looked like as if an eye is there. Chachusma. So you can imagine. You can just imagine. Try to visualize. A wall made of diamond. It looks like white only. Transparent. No color. And in which there is Padmarag. Rubies are there. And that rubies looks like as an eye there in that. So beautifully it has been put there. Justam furnished vichitra vaitane. Vichitra vaitane means, vichitra means various. Vaitane means canopies. Then mahahai, greatly. Himtoranai. Toran, you know. Toran, on the gates we put toran. But the toran placed in those rooms where Hemateuranai. Hoem means gold. Toran made of gold. Hemtoran. Okay, so its wall made of diamonds were studded with Padmarag, rubies, stones that look like a living eyes. Artistic canopy and festoons of the gold added beauties. We get sometimes a little bit of it. We get in Mysore Palace, you go find only a little bit on the wall. They have put some gold and all that. Not much. But think of this. Next. What else was there?
Hansa paravata vratahi tatra tatra nikujitam kritriman manyamanaihi swana dhiruya dhiruya cha.
Hansa, swans. Swans. So in that palace, in that aerial palace, Hans was there, Hans. Paravat, pigeons. Pigeons were there. Vratai, vratai, multitude. Not one and two, multitudes. Tatra, tatra, here and there. Here and there. Nikujitam, what they were doing? They were vibrating, nikujitam, continuously making some sounds. Then what else was there? Kritimanai, and they were artificial also, pigeons and swans. So there were the real swan and real pigeons, and somewhere it was placed also artificial swans and artificial pigeons. And this real hans and pigeons, real swan and pigeons, manyamanai, thinking, swan. Swan is belonging to themselves. they are thinking, the real swan and pigeons are thinking, the artificial ones are of their own quality. There was no difference. They could not make out difference, you know. Difference. Then what they were doing? Adiruya, adiruya cha. And again they were going toward that artificial swan and pigeons, thinking that they are real, of their own kind. Sometimes we see in somebody's house, there is artificial fruit circular. They look like real. Unless you touch them, you will never come to know whether they are real or not. Similarly, the artificial there was also look like real. So here and there in that palace were multitude of live swans and pigeons, as well as artificial swans and pigeons, so lifelike that the real swans rose above them again and again, thinking them like birds like themselves. Thus the palace vibrated with the sounds of the birds. Natural surrounding. Not totally artificial. Natural surrounding. Then, next.
Viharasthana Vishrama Sangvesa Prangana Jiraihi Yathopajosam Rachitaihi Vismapanam Ivatmanaha.
Now, what else was there in the castle? What else was there in that Biman? There was Viharasthan, pleasure ground. Pleasure ground was there. Then, Vishrama. Vishrama means resting chamber. Sambesa. Sambesa means bedroom. Sambesa. So pleasure ground was there. Resting chambers were there. Bedrooms were there. Prangana. Inward. Inward ground. Inner yard. Then ajirai. Ajirai means outer yard. Try to understand or visualize the length and breadth of that aeroplane. Their eyes, pleasure ground, inner yard, outer yard, resting chambers. Yathopajosam, according to the comfort, rachitai, design. They were so designed so that it is comfortable. Then vismapan, causing astonishment, if indeed atmana, atmana means to kardam. When Kardam saw all these things, he was also surprised. It was gift of God. It surprised Kardam also. So the castle had pleasure ground, resting chambers, bedrooms and inner and outer yard designed with an eye to comfort. All this caused astonishment to sage himself. You see, Kardam was living in a humble ashram. Very humble. There was nothing in that ashram. Now all of a sudden he is seeing that such a palatial thing, castle he has got. So it was a surprise for him also. It was gift of God. Now life of Devahuti and Kardam in the aerial mansion from verse number 22 to 48. What was the life of Kardam and Devahuti in this aerial mansion?
Idri griham tat pasyantim nati prite na chetasa sarva bhuta shaya bhigyah pravochat kardamasvayam.
Idagriham is such house. Griham is house. Idagriham tat pasyantim, that looking at, nati pritena chetasa, not much pleased with the within heart. So Devahuti was not pleased with that house, you see. What will be our repercussion after seeing that house? Such a beautiful thing. But Devahuti was not happy. She was not happy. Sarvabhuta of all being, Asaya Bhigya, Kardam was Sarvabhuta Asaya Bhigya. He was able to read the mind of everybody. Devahuti did not say anything. That she is not happy. But Kardam is able to read the mind of Devahuti, and he is seeing that she is not happy. She is not happy. Prabhochat Kardam Swayam. Swayam is personally. He spoke. Kardam spoke. Achha, why Devuti was not happy in her mind, even after seeing such a luxurious, comfortable mansion? You see, Devuti was thinking, what is the use of this wealth and comfort if my body is not fit? See? If my body is not fit. If your health is not good, you will not like any food also. If you have got indigestion, even if you are given a royal treatment, you will not enjoy it. Similarly, her body was not, she was very weakened, you know. It was already, we have seen, she has become very emaciated. So she was thinking, what this beauty and all that. Then Kardam is saying, Kardam realized, Kardam understood what is the problem, and he is giving solution to that. Yes.
Nimadhyasmin hrade bhiru vimanam idamaruha idam shuklakritam tirtham ashisham yapakam rinam.
Nimajya, get a dip, take a dip. Nimajya. O Devuti, how you are, Bhiru, you are fearful. You are frightened. Seeing this luxurious thing, you are frightened. You are not happy in your mind. Nimajya, asmin, asmin hride, asmin, this. Hride means?
Rad, rad. Rad.
Hride.
Rad, rad. Rad, man, mane,
no, no, hride is lake. Haan, lake. Haan. In this lake, you take a dip in this. You take dip in this lake. Which lake? It is Bindu Saras. Bindu Saras was there, no? Bindu Saras. Biman idam aruva. And after that, after taking dip on this Biman, aruva, you ascend. Mount on this Biman. Idam means this lake. What is this lake? Sukla Kritam. This lake Bindu Saras is made by Vishnu. Because he had, his tears fell down and that became a lake. And it is Tirtham. Tirtham is the sacred lake. Asisham Yapakam Nirinam. Nirinam is a human being. Whatever desire you have got, Asisham, whatever desire you have, if you take a dip in that, your desires are fulfilled. The beauty of that lake is that if you take in dip in that Bindu Sarovar, then your desires, whatever desire you have, take a dip and it will be fulfilled. So, my dear Devuti, you look very much afraid. First bathe in lake Bindu Saras created by Lord Vishnu, Hari himself, which can grant all the desires of a human being, and then mount this plane. Tirtha asisham yapakam. Bathing in the tirthan, fulfill desire. Like bathing in Ganges, they say, all sins are washed away. Similarly, if you take a dip in that Bindu Sarovar, what will happen? All desires will be fulfilled. That means, Kardam is thinking, she will revive her beauty and strength by taking a dip in this Sarovar. Next.
Satad bhartu samadaya vachakubalai kshana sarajam vibhrati vasah beni bhutamscha murdhajan.
Sa. Tad bhartu ma, her husband. Tad bhartu, husband. Samadaya. She accepted the proposal of Kardam Muni. What was his proposal? You go and take a dip in this Bindu Sarovar. She accepted. Vacha verse. Kubalechana. Kubalechana means Devuti was lotus-eyed. Lotus-eyed Devuti. She accepted whatever was suggested by her husband Kardam. Sarajam. Sarajam means dirty. Raj means dhul, dirt. Sarajam with dirt. Vibhrati. Vibhrati means wearing. Vaso. Vaso means clothes. She was wearing dirty clothes. Dirty clothes. And Beni Bhutanscha Murdajan. And Murdajan hairs. Hair was like what? Matted hairs. matter here. It has become jata. He has not taken care of her body and not taken care of her hairs also. So that has become matter here, jata. So the lotus-eyed Devuti accepted the order of her husband because of her dirty dress and the locks of matted hair on her head. She did not look attractive. So with such a dress, no, you feel little bit, you know, frightened. Suppose you are wearing a soiled dress or not very good dress, and you are entering into a 5-star hotel or 7-star hotel. How do you feel? You feel little bit of hesitant to enter. Similarly, she was also hesitant. So it appears Devuti remained uncombed for many years. Since she had become jata, that means she had not combed her hairs for many years. She neglected her bodily dress and comfort to engage in the service of her husband. Earlier it was already mentioned, she did not care for her own body and comfort. She continuously served her husband, who was doing his sadhana.
Angam chamalapankena sanchannan sabalasthanam avivesa sarasvatyaha sarasshiva jalashayam.
Angam, body, chamalapankena, with dirt. The body is covered with the dirt. Sanchanna, kambha covers, savalasthanam, and the whole body was dirty. Abhivesa, she entered. Entered where? Sarasvatasara, saram is the lake. The lake which was fed by the water of Saraswati Nadi. Saraswati Nadi. Shiva Jalasyam, sacred waters. Shiva means sacred. Jalasyam means the lake. The waters was sacred. So her body was coated with thick layer of dirt and her body were discolored. She entered into the waters of Bindu Sarobar, which was fed by the holy waters of Saraswati Nadi. Saraswati Nadi. 26.
Santa Sarasi Vesmasthaha Shatani Dashakanyakaha Sarva Kishora Vayasaha Dadar Sotpalagandhayaha.
Saha Anta Sarasi. Sa means sea. Anta inside. Sarasi means lake. Sea entered lake. Then Vesamastha and saw a palace there. When she entered the lake, she saw a palace. Imagine, saw a palace. Satani dasya kanyaka. Satani means 100. Dasa means 10. Kanyaka means girls. So 100 into 10, there were 1,000 girls there in that palace. When she entered into the Bindu Saras, she saw a palace. And in that palace, there were 1,000 girls. 1,000 girls. Sarva. Now the description of those girls. Sarva, all of them. Kishora Vayasa. Kishora Vayasa means prime youth. All young. Dadarsa Utpalagandha. Dadarsa, she saw Utpalagandha. They all have got the lotus fragrant. Lotus fragrant. You won't find girls of this world with the lotus fragrance. All of them were having the lotus fragrance. They were not of this world. They were all apsara. They were all gandharv girls. Gandharv girls. So in a house inside the lake, she saw 1,000 girls, all in the prime of youth and fragrant like lotus. Fragrant like lotus. This fragrant like lotus tells us that they were not from this world, they were from the Gandharva Loka. Next.
27 or 28? 27. Tam drishtva sa sottaya prochu pranjalaya striyah vayam karma karistubhyam shadhina karavamakim.
Tam. Tamanhar, seeing Devuti, drashtva, seeing. Sahasa uthaya, suddenly they all got up. All 1,000 girls, they got up seeing the devuti. Got up, okay. Prochu, they said. How? Pranjalaya striya. All the ladies folded their hands like this. Pranjalaya, folded hands. Vayam, who are you? Vayam, karmakari. Karmakari, maid servants. We all are maid servants. For whom? Tubhyam, for you. We are maid servant for you. Sadhi, sadhi, please tell us. Na means to us. Please tell us, karvam kim, what we can do for you. Even at the fag end of the life, we cannot maintain even one girl, one maid servant in our house. 24 hours. And they have got, Devuti got 1,000 girls, not maid servant of this world. They are the from the Gandharva Loka, 1,000. And they all stood up and said, Batao kya karna hai? How can we serve you? So seeing her, the damsel suddenly rose and said with folded hand, we are your maid servant. Tell us what we can do for you. So 1,000 Gandharva girls are there to serve Devuti. Go on seeing the power of the spiritual knowledge, the siddhis. This siddhi, they can create even a planet, you know. A lok can be created by this power. So he has made only one Biman or one palace inside the Bindusaras.
Snanena tam maharhena snapayitva manasvinim dukule nirmale nutne dadurasai chamanadaha.
Snanena, with the bathing oil, tam har. So Devuti, tam is Devuti, was there, and they applied different type of oils, bathing oils. Then maharhena, very costly. Very costly. Those of you who are using herbal things, they know how costly it is. A little bit of cream costs you so much of money. Herbal. Snapitva, after bathing, manasvinim, virtuous wife. Virtuous wife, manasvinim, after giving her a bath, dukule, fine cloth. And how was that fine cloth? Nirmale, spotless. Was it used? No, nutne. It was new cloth. See, they were all ready for Devuti. And dress and clothes, everything. And dadu. Dadu means gave. Asyai to her. Cha manada. These respectable girls, 1,000 girls, after giving them a, what you can say, with oil massage and all that, everything is giving and bath. Gave her a new clothes to put on. So the girls, being very respectful to Devuti, brought her forth, and after bathing her with valuable oils and ointment, they gave her fine, new, spotless cloth to cover her body.
Bhushanani parardhyani variyam si dumanticha annam sarvaguna petam panam chaiva mritasavam.
What else was given? Bhusanani, ornaments. Bhusanani, parardhyani. And how were their bhusanani? Very valuable. Very valuable ornaments. Variyansi, excellent. Dumanti, splendid. So three adjectives for bhusanani. Very valuable, excellent, and splendid. What else? Annam. Food. So after bath, bhook lag gaya. Annam. Food is given. Sarva gunopetam, containing all good qualities. All good qualities. Annam. How was that? Sarva gunopetam. All good qualities. And panam. Something to drink also. Drinks also. Cha eva amritasavam. Amritasavam. Sweet, intoxicating also. Soup. Achha. Intoxicating. We'll see what is the asavam. Then they decorated her with the excellent and valuable jewels which shone brightly. Next they offered her food containing all good qualities and a sweet and stimulating drink, asavam. A drink was given, name is asavam. Have you heard this name? We have got in America many types of drink. Asavam? No. What is this asavam drink? Asavam is an Ayurvedic drink. It is not liquor. It is a tonic for improving metabolism. See? Metabolism. One amma gave me, what is that? Mullukupu. What is this? Mullekupi, mullukupi, achi mullikupi. It's not a coffee. It's not a coffee. Mullukupi. Achi mullikupi. I can't pronounce it clearly also. It's a drink. It's not a coffee. But it is a little coffee. But all the herbal ingredients are there. And that amma told me it will increase your, strength, antibodies. Coronavirus is there and all that. So you will get
strength.
It will increase your
stamina.
Your antibody. Something like that. Anyway, so this asavam is also like that. She was very weak, so therefore some intoxication. Like we go and tell to the doctor. Nowadays we don't say. In India, all the people go, Doctor Sahib, can you give me some tonic? Mm. Some tonic? After fever and all that, when you become, they ask for the tonic. I don't know whether they prescribe here or not, any tonic or not, but tonic. Okay. Next.
Atha adarse swamatmanam shragvinam virajayambaram virajam kita swastayanam kanyabhir bahumanitam.
Atha then adarse mirror. So mirror was also there at that time. See? It's not a new invention. If somebody says, I have invented mirror. No. Mirror was there at that time also. Atadarse swamatmanam. Her own reflection. Srigvinnam with mala and all that. She saw viraj unsullied, ambaram, and the clothes were all clean. Ambaram clothes were all clean. Virajam, free of dirt. Earlier the word came sarajam. Rajam is dirt. Sarajam with dirt. Virajam is without dirt. Without dirt. Krit swastayanam. Decorated with auspicious mark. Decorated with the auspicious mark. We put an auspicious like tilak and all that. And with the chandan and all that, some decorations are made. So kanyabhi means the maids. Bahumanitam, very respectfully, sir. Bahumanitam, very respectfully, sir. Then in mirror, she beheld her own reflection. Her body was completely freed from dirt. And she was adorned with a garland, dressed in unsullied clothes, and decorated with the auspicious tilak. She was served very respectfully by maids. Next.
Athadar, this is done. Snatam kritashirasnanam sarvabharana bhushitam niskagrivam valainam kujata kanchananupuram.
Snatam, after taking bath, kritashirasnanam. She did the sirasnan. It's not always, we always do the sirasnan. Sirasnan, only few times we do. Shampoo. You don't put shampoo every day. It's not sira snan. There is another snan called gala snan, up to neck. Gala snan. But this is sira snan. Sira snanam. Sarvabharan bhushitam. Decorated with the ornaments all over. Sarvabharan bhushitam. Niskagrivam. And a locket necklace on the neck. Niskagrivam. Valiyam. Bangles. Then kujat kanchan nupuram. Kujat, tinkling, making sound. Who is making sound? Nupuram, anklets. And how the anklets are made of? Kanchan, gold anklet. We all wear, ladies wear which type of? Silver anklet. And what Devuti was wearing? Kanchan, made of gold. So her entire body, including her head, was completely bathed, and she was decorated all over with ornament. She wore a special necklace with locket. There were bangles on her wrist and tinkling anklets of gold about her ankles.
Shronyo radhastaya kanchya kanchanya vahuratnaya harena cha maharhena ruchakena cha bhushitam.
Shronyoho, on the hips. So what was she was wearing on the hips? Adhyastaya, worn. Kanchya, a griddle. Griddle of what? Kanchanya, of gold. Gold. Bahuratnya, and decorated with many jewels. Many jewels. Harena cha maharena. Harena, the necklace. And maharhena means precious. Ruchakena, auspicious. Chabhusitam. So with the auspicious substance, bhusitam, adorned. So about her hips she wore a girdle of gold set with the numerous jewels, and she was further adorned with a precious pearl and auspicious substances such as saffron paste, etc. What are these auspicious substances? They include saffron, kumkum, sandal paste, turmeric, or other things. So with other these things, they have put, decorated her, adorned her.
Sudata subhruva slakshna snigdha pangena chakshusha padmaskosas pridhanilaihi alakais chalasanmukham.
Sudata asudanta, mane beautiful teeth, sudanta. Subhruva, and the eyebrows, charming eyebrows. Nothing much is mentioned here. Whether she went to beauty parlor or not, we don't know. Subhruva, charming eyebrows. And slakshana, slakshana means lovely. Snigdha means moist. Apangena, corner of her eye. Chakshusa with the eye. Description of her face. Eh? Padma kosa spridha, defeating the lotus bud. Padma kosa spridha, nilai, bluish, alakaisya, curly hair, curly hairs, lasan mukham, shining on face. So description of her face, it says her countenance shone with the beautiful teeth and charming eyebrows, her eyes distinguished by lovely moist corners, defeated the beauty of the lotus birds, her face was surrounded by dark curling tresses. So white teeth are very much appreciated. It increases beauty. So it made to look like lotus. Her face was attractive now. So when she entered, how she was? Now when she has come out, now the beauty of Devuti is described. By taking a dip only, this has happened.
Yada sasmar rishabham rishi nam daitam patim tatra chaste sahastri bhihi yatraste sa prajapatihi.
After this all decoration and everything, after taking bath and putting on good ornaments, good clothes and everything, now she thought about her husband. Yada sasmarat, she thought of when rishibham rishi nam, foremost rishi. Among the rishi, Kardam was foremost rishi. Rishibham rishi nam, daitam patim, dear husband. Daitam is dear, patim is husband. Then she remembered her husband. Tatra cha aste sahastribhi. Sahastribhi yatra aste sah prajapati. Tatra, then and there. Instantly she thought. She thought, and she was in front of Prajapati, that means Kardam, and she came with all 1,000 girls. She only thought. You see the power of the yoga which Kardam has transferred to Devuti. She only thought I want to see Kardam, and instantly she was in presence of Kardam with 1,000 Gandharv girls. Kamagam. But our Kamana is never fulfilled. Whatever we think never happens that. Now she just thought and it happened. Power was transferred to her also. So when she thought of her great husband, the best of the sages, Kardam Muni, who was very dear to her, she along with all maid servants at once appeared where he was. At once appeared. So it is another yogic power by which Devuti, mere thinking about her husband, she came in front of him. She came. Think, suppose if you want to go to Delhi now. I want to go to Delhi. And in a second you are in Delhi. Yogic power. She has reached there.
Bhartu purastadatmanam stri sahasravritam tada nishamya tad yoga gatim sangshayam pratyapadyatah.
Vartu means husband. Husband, purastat. Purastat means in the presence. Atmanam, herself. In presence of her husband. Stri sahastra vrittam, surrounded by stri. Those 1,000. Sahastra, 1,000. Britam, surrounded by 1,000 maids, tada then, nishamya, seeing, tadyoga gatim, his yoga power. She realized it is the yoga power of Kardam. Sansayam pratyapadyat, she was amazed. Are, I just thought and I got it. See the power. So she was amazed to find herself surrounded by 1,000 maids, in the presence of her husband, and to witness his yogic power. So she understood about the Kardam's yogic power. Nothing was impossible for Kardam Muni. Now she has realized that Kardam can do anything. Anything in this world.
Satam kritamalasnanam vibhrajantim apurvavata atmano vivratim rupam samvita ruchirastanim.
Then the sage, tam, her, Devuti. Now Kardam is seeing Devuti. Krita malasnanam, bath clean. Earlier she was not happy seeing that Biman, aeroplane. Now after taking bath, now she has become clean. With clean. Vibrajantim, shining. Now she is shining. Vibrajantim. Apurvavat, unprecedentedly. It was not seen earlier. Before marriage, she was beautiful. So beautiful that one Gandharva fell down from his Biman. Vishwavasu, he fell down seeing the beauty. Now she has gained the same beauty now. Atmanah, her own. Vibratim. Possessing rupam, beauty, and sambita, girded, ruchi, charming, and stunning. And the whole body, now it is shining body, she has gained everything. 37 also we should see, then after that we discuss.
Vidyadhari sahasrena sevyamanam suvasasam jata bhavo vimanam tata arohaya tamitrayan.
Vidyadhari sahasrena vantha vidyadhari gandharva vidyadhari sahasrena. Sahasrena means 1,000 girls. Sevyamanam, being wheeled upon suvasasam, dressed in excellent robes, jata bhavo, struck with the fondness, vimanam, airplane, tad aroya, tad means that, aroya, put her on the board. Now she is mounting or boarding that plane. Amitrahan, amitraman, vidur, oh vidur. The dialogue is going on between Maitri and Vidur. So Maitri is telling that now this has happened. So what has happened? The sage could see that the Devuti has washed herself clean and was shining forth as though no longer his former wife. she had regained her original beauty as a daughter of a king, dressed in excellent robes, her charming figure duly wrapped round. She was waited upon by 1,000 Gandharva girls. O destroyer of enemy Vidur, his fondness for her grew, and he placed her on the aerial mansion. So Devuti was a beautiful princess. When she was serving Kardam, she did not take care of her body as princess. There was no means also in the ashram. In ashram also there was no means. Her beauty disappeared and she looked like a maid servant, ordinary maid servant. With the dress also dirty, body also becoming weak, not clean. Now after being bathed by the Gandharva girl, she regained her beauty. Kardam was attracted toward her. Kardam was attracted toward her. So we'll see some more in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.